The call for the 1866 annual meetings. Of the workers in the cause, James White was not the only one incapacitated. The great adversary seemed intent on bringing the work of the church to a standstill. The surge forward that had been anticipated at the close of the Civil War had not materialized. A number of the key figures in the working force of the denomination had through illness been kept from the field of labor. It was without optimism that church leaders on April 10 announced the appointments for the fourth session of the General Conference to convene May 16, the annual session of the Michigan State Conference on May 17, and the constituency meeting of the SDA Publishing Association on May 18. There would be services through Sabbath, May 19, to Monday, May 21. Uriah Smith, editor of the Review, added the following statement to the listing of dates. The meetings appointed in this week's review, to be held in Battle Creek, May 16 to 21, are not designed for large gatherings. The circumstances of the Battle Creek Church the present season are not favorable to the entertaining of a large gathering. It is therefore expected that the different meetings will be composed principally of delegates. Provision will be made for all who come in this capacity. Ibid, April 10, 1866. The next week, the editorial page made the reasons plain. Under the title God's Present Dealings with His People, the sad situation was probed. Instead of a special rise in the message, the progress of the truth the past year has been no more than ordinary, and instead of an increase of laborers, many of the more efficient ones then in the field have been either entirely prostrated or afflicted in some way calculated to dishearten or cripple them. And as in times of prosperity it is proper to enumerate our blessings, so now in this time of adversity and humiliation let us enumerate our calamities. 13 points, noting illnesses, deaths, and other misfortunes, were listed. It was declared. All this has intervened since our last conference, and what is the meaning of it all? If God is by these things designing to teach us an important lesson, we should not be slow to learn it. Ibid, April 17, 1866. Sensing the need of immediate help from God, the General Conference Committee appointed a four-day season of fasting and prayer, beginning Wednesday, May 9, and continuing to the close of the following Sabbath. Meetings were to be free from discussions, and characterized by humiliation, fasting, and prayer on the part of the church. Business was to be suspended. The members of each church would meet at 1 o'clock each weekday, and both morning and afternoon on Sabbath. The following counsel was given concerning the fast. During these days of prayer we recommend on the part of all a very abstemious and simple diet. While some may more or less abstain from food as their health may permit, or their feelings prompt. Ibid. The hours were to be spent in meditation, heart searching, and prayer. The General Conference Committee made a special plea, urging, "Let us cry to the Lord to revive His cause, remove His rebuke from off His people, restore His servants, and lead on the message to its destined victory. We have reached a crisis in which it seems that the Lord alone can save us, and may we not stand still and see of His salvation. We believe He will be inquired of at our hand, and once more make bare His arm in behalf of His people." Ibid. The churches responded well. J. N. Loughborough reported of Battle Creek. The praying seasons for the reviving of God's people, and the restoration of His servants, were especially refreshing. So much so that it seemed evident to all that the Lord by giving us freely of His Spirit said to us, "Yes, I accept you, and will work for you." Brother White was in such feeble health that he could be with us but little in our meetings, yet he expressed confidence in the prayer of faith. The people of God here who have witnessed his trials and burdens in the past felt called upon to make his case a special subject of their prayers. The Lord is working for His servant. He has been greatly blessed in answer to prayer, and we trust the power of the enemy is broken. The Review and Herald, May 15, 1866. The last phrase in the Loughborough report reflected the generally held feeling that Satan had attempted to destroy James White. Ellen White was unshaken in this opinion, for she had been shown just that fact.